such people who are lost in the glitter and the glow of this dunya, who with regards to the akhirah, the hereafter, are very far, and in reality they have forgotten their objective, their destination, their end point, and they don't know that where are we going to go, what is life, what is the meaning of life, what is the path. Bas in the dunya, in the world, they are lost and they think that this is it, the be all and the end all, where everything will be achieved. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an example of such people in the Qur'an Hakim, and it's a unique example that Allah ta'ala has given. Allah ta'ala mentions that الشيطان في الأرض حيرانة. Allah ta'ala states that الشياطين في الأرض حيرانة له. Allah says that the example of these people is such that just like you see, for example, in the jungle, a person who is traveling, he's on a journey, and then shayateen and jinnat, the jinn, the wretched jinn and shayateen, they surround that person, grab that person, and they overwhelm that person, overwhelm him physically, and his body and his mind. So Allah's given the example that so much that they overwhelm that person, he forgets where am I going, where have I come from, where did I have to go, and he'll totally lose the position, the bearings, he'll be lost. You know, just like we say in the dunya, a jinn has possessed a person. It's possessed a person. From this ayah, it's proven that there are jinnat, that there are jinn, there are shayateen who spoil the mind of a person. They spoil the mind of a person. And Allah Ta'ala says, الشياطين في الأرض حيران له, like one bewildered whom the devils have infatuated in the earth. Allah said that they're lost and they think that this dunya is everything and that's it, and they don't understand anything with regards to Allah and the hereafter. Rather, if somebody explains to them about the deen, they think that that person is foolish, that what is he talking about, he doesn't know what he's talking about, etc. And nothing, they don't understand anything. You explain the Qur'an to them or the hadith to them, that this is not right, don't do this. And he says, what are you saying to me? Why are you telling me this? They don't have yaqeen in maut, they don't have yaqeen in the akhirah, in the hereafter, no belief in the adab, in the punishments. They are like, just like a jinn overwhelms a person, possesses a person, the person loses consciousness. They totally make the person forget what's happened before, what am I doing, what should I be doing, where am I going, am I sleeping, am I awake? There's no sort of consciousness at that time, person's lost, totally lost. So Allah Ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this example in the Quran, that just like that person who, like one bewildered, whom the devils have infatuated in the earth, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala mentions further, to this extent, Allah Ta'ala says, my message, or for example, person comes across Allah Ta'ala's message, or a company, or good sohbet, and the person becomes good, and corrects his life. Obviously, he had maybe some good friends, he used to sit with the friends and talk, they used to do everything together, and then one of them, from the friends, becomes good, his mind turns to the good, and he understood, or he understands everything. Allah Ta'ala gives the ni'mah of understanding of the deen to lots of people, and he appreciated that, valued that, then his destination started to improve, his journey of life improved. Allah Ta'ala gave him a ni'mah, he did shukr, he was grateful, so he started to improve his life. And his friends, or relatives or contacts with whom he would sit, obviously the friend, for example, you're meeting them still ongoing, what does the friend do? The Allah Ta'ala says, hey, لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدْعُونَهُ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِنَا. What are you doing? Look, come, you know, we're doing dhikr and Qur'an and you're praying salah. This tariqah is good. What path are you going on to? And they try to explain to him, the friends, the Qur'an is telling this. Who hath companions who invite him to the guidance, saying, come unto us. So obviously he had good friends, good company that would tell him to do good. Why are you off track? And men and women both have good company. You have friends, women have friends, men have friends. So that person, he changes and improves. And the other poor soul, he's still stuck in the dunya. And then the person who is following Allah Ta'ala's deen is explaining to that person that come to us, come to us, come to my path. For example, you'll have friends, won't you? Who maybe, and you say to them, come on, let's go to dhikr. Oh, inshallah from next week. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, this is enough. You don't need to do more than this. And Allah Ta'ala has given that example here. That, أَصْحَابُ يَدْعُونَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِنَا. That they are lost. The other people are saying, come to us, come to the guidance, but the friend is lost. Forget about friends, look at relatives, look at your relatives, look at home, in the family, just around you. Those people who trust you, but they'll trust you and listen to you in everything you say, but they don't understand the points of the deen. Rather, they're stuck on their ways, that we are correct on our lifestyle. They'll say, it's okay, you know, if I practice the deen, how will I eat and drink, how will I earn, how will I make money? Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has given us a little bit of understanding. We read the Quran, then we should be grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, we were drowned. We were lost in the darkness. We didn't know about day or night or sleeping or eating. Just dunya, 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 dunya. Whatever happens, if we have halal or haram, it doesn't matter. We were lost. Allah Ta'ala gave His karam, His mercy, that a friend of Allah, His blessed vision fell upon us. I'll speak about my life, that the person's life totally improves and we should be grateful. And if maut comes, then alhamdulillah, we are ready with the fadl of Allah. Why are we ready? Because we are hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy. We are still nothing. We are still useless and worthless, but we are hopeful of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Yes, we are totally nothing, just like we say we have no amal, we have no deeds, but we have this much at least, that we will ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us and have mercy on us, and we can at least do this. Otherwise the rest, the dunya, everything, we are living in the world, but we are much better than before, aren't we? That we had no understanding and awareness. The example Allah Ta'ala has given, that it's like that person, the person who's lost, he's like that person who is bewildered. Shaitan and the jinn have overwhelmed him. He says, I don't feel like praying salah. I sit in front of the Quran, I don't feel enjoyment. I want to pray salah, but I can't go to salah. This is a feeling that a person develops. I tried by my best, I wanted to pray salah. And somebody, for example, tries to take him to salah, but totally is under the influence of shaitan and jinn by doing wrong actions and sins and sitting with the wrong company until the middle of the night, doing bad actions at night. All the deeds and the actions Allah Ta'ala has told us to refrain from, to stay up, to stay awake, to watch things, look at things that are immoral, to go places and say, I'm modern, I'm advanced, I'm progressed. If somebody makes them or explains to them that, who are you? I am okay, I'm fine. Oh, I've seen many people on the deen. I've seen many people with a dadi, with a beard, and who say they're practicing the deen. Don't tell me, I don't need reminders, extra. Totally, practically, you have a life and the world, and you can see this, that if you think for yourself, that the karam of Allah, the mercy of Allah upon us, that He has taken us out of a darkness. We are still getting food now. We're still getting food now. We're still getting everything with the fadl of Allah. Everything we had before, we still got now. But at that time, what it was? No. Everything, the dunya, we will succeed with the dunya, nothing else. And we just need to end dunya. So Allah Ta'ala says, that what a big favor of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala takes us out of all of the trials and the challenges and He gives us His fadl. So should we not be grateful to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for this? That He's given us the understanding of His deen. That He allows us to read the Quran, understand the Quran. Were we like this before? We were the same, just like those who were overwhelmed by jinnat and shaitan. We didn't feel like praying salah. We didn't feel like reading Quran. Sunnah, oh, that was something we didn't even understand ever. And in Ramadan, if we fasted, then we did all of the haram things in order to, for example, the fast was moving and passing and then the dates going in our mouth, and still we're committing the sins openly. Tarawih is being prayed and we're still doing the wrong actions. We're still doing bad things in our home, outside. Everything is happening. Allah. Allahu Akbar. Was this a life, Allah Ta'ala says, that the jinnat had overwhelmed you? And here a thing is proved, that when a person has this feeling, that I don't feel like praying salah, or I don't feel like going to the masjid, then straight away understand that Allah Ta'ala's rahmah has come. And if you feel like it or not, doesn't matter, because jinnat are within you and the jinnat have surrounded you. So do the cure for that, and there's only one cure for that, which is to go to the company of a pious person and to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do this properly. So whether your heart feels like it or not, whether your heart accepts it or not, I'm telling you the practical life. Now when I took hold of the guidance of Hazrat Ghirami Qadar rahmatullahi, I knew that shaitan and jinnat, how they pestered me. So much they pestered me. I tell you totally, such a person here who is giving you a practical example. Sometimes it happens and they have a feeling that I was in Hazrat Hazrat's majlis. So much Hazrat, and imagine how the jinnat and the shaitan were trying to affect me. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that the shaitan, they are against you. الشياطين في الأرض خيران له أصحاب يدونه إلى. That is a person, for example, I'm in a good company, in a good sohbet, but the effects of shaitan and jinn, they try to influence you more because the life had passed before then following shaitan and jinn, not praying salah, enjoying ourselves so-called, enjoying ourselves doing wrong actions and criticizing the deen. And for example, we would criticize, or people today, they criticize scholars and pious people. No, what is this? You're saying this is Quran and this is deen. There is a group of people, we say that they are educated and rich, and we were foolish people included in that group before, weren't we? That those who earned the ilm of the knowledge of this world and the hereafter and read Quran, we sit and debate with them. Where is it written in the Quran? We read the translation of English. Like today we have so many study circles which are common amongst men and women. We know nothing. Oh, there's a study circle, we're reading hadith and this and that, and then we start this. What do you think? What's your opinion? And the big muhaddithin and the scholars, we criticize them by looking at the internet, and we think we're alim. Alim is that person who spent his life, 8-10 years of his life, the valuable time of his life he spent in learning deen. And just you, how can you be an alim? Just because you've learned a bit of Arabic, you can't have that same noor. Can you? So there are two paths to attain ilm. Either the company of the wali of Allah or Darul Ulum, the Islamic Institute. That's the two places where you get the ilm from. So we haven't gone this way or that way, but we think we are alims because I have learnt, I've read deen on the internet, and I've taken out the Muslim Masail, and I've studied a bit of Arabic, and I've got a study circle going, and I think I'm successful in terms of deen. Are we crazy? Then when a person starts talking nonsense, then the Quran is still giving us a message. If I don't feel like praying salah or reading about the deen, don't lose hope. There's only one cure for this. When will it happen? How will it happen? How will you be corrected? No worries about this. That as long as we are in this condition, that we pray salah by force, and we go to the gathering of the wali of Allah by force, but if we do amal on his words, amal, whether my heart feels like it or not, accept or not, he says that do this, don't stop, don't criticize, don't debate, accept. Now the heart, we don't have to attach it to that point. That, for example, if the shaykh gives the hukam, etc., you don't need to make the heart meet. Always the words of the shaykh will go against the nafs and the desire of the heart. I'll give you my example. I would be sitting there sweating. I said, doesn't matter what happens, I'm not going to leave this gathering. Eventually what happened? Shaitan left my side, and then life became noor ala noor. Who shaitan tries to influence and infiltrate. So shaitan, he makes a person stop practicing the deen properly and not preparing for the hereafter. So this position, even if the friends who are good or on the right path and they explain to us and they're trying to say that, listen, this cassette, this CD of my Hazrat, this dhikr episode, etc., listen to this, this is good. And Allah Ta'ala mentions further that come, Allah Ta'ala, lahu ashabun yad'unahu, that your Lord is calling you. And they say, no, we're totally fine, we're okay, you don't need to give me the guidance. Allah Ta'ala says, is it? You're totally fine, huh? When there's no practice whatsoever, Allah says, this is not the path. Allah Ta'ala says, I will tell you the path. What is the path? The correct path. I'll make it very clear for you. Listen what path Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. We should listen as well. Every man claims that I'm on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, on the right path. Everybody claims this, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala, the path that Allah Ta'ala gives, defines, that is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. That is the right path, the straight path. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions further with وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the verse, isn't it? Qarisan. That I read a little bit, broken, maybe not fluently, because I'm not a hafiz, but I'm trying to explain the meaning of this verse. This is a long verse, but I'm just presenting to you the summary of the meaning of this verse, with the fadl of Allah. So the Quran says, what does the Quran say? وَأُمِرْنَا Subhanallah. لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِ. Allah mentions here, that my hukam, my order, to take that as a pearl, لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, his orders, they're totally, I accept this and believe in this. This is the rasta, this is the path that Allah Ta'ala wants us to follow. End of story. Say, lo, the guidance of Allah is guidance, and we are ordered to surrender to the Lord of the worlds. Allah Ta'ala gives any hukum, wherever we are, wherever I am, whatever is the time, Allah gives me an order. I'm stood at my shop, whatever order comes to me at the shop, I accept it. I'm in the marketplace and the hukum comes, I accept the hukum, the order. If I'm next to my wife, with my wife, or my wife is with me, then the order comes, here, this is how the relationship should be, to accept that, to implement that. And never will there be divorce or argumentation or rifts No. Why do divorces take place? Why do arguments take place? Because we don't accept Allah Ta'ala's hukum. What has Allah Ta'ala said with regards to nikah, with regards to marriage and getting married? Here, someone's getting married. A husband and wife get married so that they can be partners for each other and give peace and contentment to each other. This is the real maqsid, objective of getting married. The husband and wife, the man and the woman, to have a nikah, to have a contract relationship, is so that they can attain sakina, to be peaceful, at peace. And how do we attain peace? Subhanallah. But today we have many events. In the life, for example, the husband's sleeping somewhere else and the wife's sleeping somewhere else. Why? He's come from work, he's tired, he can't give the time to the wife, and the wife is waiting, and he doesn't sleep with the wife. So long passes and the husband and wife don't sleep together. So unfortunate, so unnatural. Allah Ta'ala says, the sukoon, peace, where will it come from? Because we have broken the hukum of Allah. So in every maqam, in every situation, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah descends, and alongside that, Allah Ta'ala's hukum descends as well. And that person who accepts Allah Ta'ala's hukum, then the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, envelopes that person, surrounds that person. This is the life of the mu'min. This is the life of the mu'min. No time, no breath of a mu'min should pass that Allah is waiting for the mercy of Allah, the rahmah of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُمِرْنَ Subhanallah. وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Because Allah Ta'ala, He is the Lord of the world. Subhanallah. The guidance of Allah is guidance. We are ordered to surrender to the laws of worlds. For example, Allah Ta'ala gives the hukam to the person who is married, and the husband or the wife or the businessman or the shop owner, etc. And whoever accepts the order of Allah Ta'ala at that time, Allah says, this is the pearl, and the person's taken the pearl and he's traveling on the right path. And this is a very easy path. We say, no, I will follow my desires. I'll do what I feel like doing. Then Allah Ta'ala said, the person who follows his desires and nafs, then shaitan and the jinnat have overwhelmed his mind, and he's not a sensible person at all. At all. Allah Ta'ala has proven it. Doesn't matter, I can say how I'm intellectual and I've got brain and I'm advanced or progressive. I can say that I'm modern, etc. I can give whatever title, but my Rabb, my Khalik, the Malik who knows insan, who has created insan, who has created the human being, he has said that this person is playing with the jinnat, he's crazy, he's mad. You can say whatever you want. Me, the Rabb, I'm saying that this person is foolish, don't listen to this person. Don't listen. But that person, the world can say he's mad, and they can say that he's backward. Allah Ta'ala says, in reality, this is the right man. He's on the right path. He's following my ahkams, my guidance. So this is such a great path if we look at it closely. So those people who obey Allah, who follow Allah Ta'ala's hukam, His orders, Allah Ta'ala shows two paths. Here's one path which is mine, and this is the path of those who have got akal and intellect and understanding. The path of the good people. Allah Ta'ala knows these people. Allah Ta'ala is promising for these people that in any place, I will not make you lost. Every hukum, wherever you accept the hukum, the night time with the wife or the husband or the children or as a tajir or as a businessman or as a shopkeeper, as a father for children, every breath Allah Ta'ala says, my hukums are there. My orders there, my rahmah will continue to envelope you, surround you. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So here, complete. Allah Ta'ala has explained to us that insan, the life of the mu'min, it should be to follow the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our life. So the wife, she can be a true wife. The husband can be a true husband. We will never have sukoon, peace in our hearts, in our homes. For example, the husband sleeping somewhere else, the wife sleeping somewhere else. I've got to go to work. How can I fulfill my sleep? And many women, various women have this complaint. Some sisters, they phone, they say, oh, my husband's not with me. He doesn't know I'm here. As a wife, he thinks I'm a machine to make the food. And the husband, he's earning. And they say, we sleep and we snore. And from the beginning of that life, maybe there was a few years, maybe, and some children were born, and after that, dunya, world. What is this? Yes, fine, earn the dunya, but at least look at the orders by our Rabb Allah, that we are home now. What is the hukum of Allah at home? What are the rights of the inhabitants of the house? We have to follow those things. Tell me, how many people are there who do this, and then we cry, and we struggle, and we complain, oh, I'm upset, I've got problems and issues. Allah says, yes, you've got issues, but your Rabb, that you have left His control, you've left His ahkam, so shaitan are coming to your life, they're playing with your mind, with your body, shaitan are playing. And it's proven from this verse, that shayateen, they do affect a person's mindset, they do make him go crazy or mad. And the first sign of craziness is a person who leaves the hukum of Allah. And the most brave person, courageous, is that shaitan and jinn, they overwhelm him, but he takes shelter and refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he is successful, she is successful. Who does this? And their darajat, their levels are increasing. They're not wilting. It doesn't matter whether my heart feels or not, whether I'm happy or not, but I'll go to my husband and I will sit there. I'm telling you my practical life. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's fadl will overwhelm them one day. Allah Ta'ala's rewards we will attain. Such people, there are thousands of people, men and women, who keep on coming, they phone, explain their issues and problems, and they say, Hazrat, we're doing dhikr, we don't feel like it. Why? Because the sins from before, the jannat and the evil forces, they're still affecting you, and it takes time for these to be removed. And then there's hikmah of Allah. Allah says that totally you spoke nonsense during the life and you waste your time, that at least I want to wash your sins due to some effort you have to make. I don't want to give you everything straight away. Allah says, I give you the test and the challenge. Now, we need to cast a glance towards our homes. Cast a glance that in our house, my mother, father, wife, children, how are they living the life? I've heard them today. Let me put on the glasses for the hereafter and look at the family. Maybe I'll see shayateen walking around the house. Children, family living salah, talking nonsense, sitting down, looking at wrong things in your home, in my home, in all of our homes. Acha, the Quran says this and the shayateen and the jinn are here with the household people. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is the situation. And then they will coolly invite you towards the wrong. So then we should give da'wah to those people. Allah Ta'ala says, أَشْشَيَاطِينُ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَيْرًا لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدُونَهُ. We should give them da'wah. But the Quran says that then it's hard for those people to understand. Allah Ta'ala says, if my father comes and he brings about the environment, that person should be grateful hundreds of thousands of times over. And if he starts to criticize and be arrogant, etc., that's no use. Allah Ta'ala sent you here to be corrected, to be corrected, to have qadr for that person who's teaching you, the guide, and don't criticize, where's this written, where's that written, then you're gone again. You'll be lost again, and shaitan will never come out of your minds. And don't try to remove shaitan yourself. No. That I want to remove shaitan from my life. You are doing this. Allah Ta'ala has given you a chance. He showed you the path. Dhikr of Allah. There's no bigger action than dhikr of Allah. There's no greater action than dhikr of Allah to destroy shaitan. In the hadith, it is stated that when the insan does dhikr of Allah, then shaitan, he starts to dissolve like salt when it's put into water, etc. So, if he then takes the wrong path again, then shaitan has come out of life, and then we go towards the shaitan again, then we'll be drowned in shaitan's influence again. Allah says, you didn't listen to my hukum, my hakams. You have to think, I'm in this situation. So what we realize that in this situation, what is the hukum of Allah saying? Allah's order says, have sabr and keep on doing my dhikr. Keep on doing my dhikr, Allah Ta'ala says. So what a beautiful point here. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah. So the eyes open after reading the Quran. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy and fadl and karam, certain awareness comes and the himmat and determination comes. I was scared. I was wasting my time. I wasn't practicing the deen. That said, take hold of the masjid and see eventually the message that Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala says that this is my path. This is the right path. Allah Ta'ala says, what is the path? That my hukum, my order, however it is descending, however it's coming to you, in every way or form, it's my hukum. For the mu'min, for the insan, every moment it's a hukum. Not that for a second you should pass the life that you say, oh, I'm ignorant of Allah Ta'ala's hukum. No, not even a second should pass like this. You're going to sleep, the hukum of Allah. Going to the toilet, hukum. Coming out to the toilet, hukum of Allah. And whilst you're in the toilet, you follow the hukum, the ahkams of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There's no place which is devoid of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy. And we don't even look for this. We don't try to identify this. And instead of that, we have shaitan and jinnat. So Allah Ta'ala says that the path I've given to you is this, that follow my hukum, obey my hukum. And Allah has given an example. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. What an example Allah Ta'ala has given. That everything, the biggest thing, if you want to see that am I succeeding, the first door for the journey, for success, for Jannah, for Allah's ma'ra, to reach near to Allah, and to understand Allah's path, the first door, the awwal bab, is what? Allah says, anaqimu salah, wa anaqimu salah. Isn't this the verse, Qarisa? MashaAllah. Straight away, Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to, I am the one who guides, Allah says, and what is the right path? Allah Ta'ala says, the first step in the path to success is what? Wa anaqimu salah, Allah says. Wa taqoo. My brothers, it's very important salah. Very, and to establish worship salah and ward off evil. For a mu'min, it should not imagine that he's not praying or she's not praying. Not even imagine. Allah says, that is not my path. Why? Because my hukum, the greatest hukum, Allah Ta'ala says, that for your whole life, from morning to evening, my biggest hukum that's coming down to the human being for worship, to obey, to follow. Allah Ta'ala has not mentioned any other ibadah. What ibadah has Allah Ta'ala mentioned? Wa an aqimu salah. Allahu Akbar. Look at this point here. Let's look at this point. So now let's see how many prayers we leave, how much destruction there is in our lives, that we, for food, for bread, where's this gone? Food has disappeared, the days have disappeared, people have disappeared, so many things we've left. We've left. Allah Ta'ala says in your life, that will not be the right path. Still, Allah Ta'ala says that will not be rubbed. Still you are influenced and overwhelmed by shaitan. But if you're not praying salah, you will not be corrected. Aqeemus salah. When aqeemus salah, the home, the women, the children, listen carefully. That is not the life of a human being. And further, Allah Ta'ala has said something of this. Listen carefully, I swear by Allah. Listen carefully with regards to salah. What does Allah Ta'ala then say? وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ Listen carefully. وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ Allah Ta'ala is saying أَقِيمُ Allah is not saying pray. Allah is saying establish prayer. The person establishes worship. Establishes worship. Not just to pray or to read, but the person who establishes salah. Establish وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ And how is salah established? How? Subhanallah. Then Allah Ta'ala's order comes. That just like I said, thus I said to the human being, the person, the human being has to pray salah in that right way, the same way the woman has to play the salah, the way I've explained, instructed. Allah says, if we don't, then I'm not practicing وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ Allah says, then there's no link with me. The order I've given to the mar, to the human being, the man, soon as adhan comes, jama'at and congregation, run to jama'at and join into the congregation. And this is وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ From Fajr till Isha, no salah should pass in your life that is not with jama'ah in the masjid. And the person who's playing games, prays sometimes, doesn't pray, does this or that, plays games, even, for example, sharia, if there's something that forces you not to go to the masjid, there are some excuses, very few and far between, very few excuses in this day and age, there's no hisab for that person. We have the car, we have transportation, we have energy, we have health, a person can reach there, there's nothing difficult for the insan. So that man, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ Allah says those people who regularly, they've established the prayer regularly across the timetable and they understand that five times salah a day in jama'ah, in congregation, in the masjid, the person who prays, then his salah is وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ And further ahead, I'll tell you an ajeeb point here we need to listen to. Ajeeb translation is coming here. And if we pay attention, that what is the hal of our salam? That if we, do we play games with our salah? And especially for the women, the hukum, the order is this is how you have to pray salah. On time, beginning time, at home, and the tariqah that's been given, the method. According to that tariqah, you pray five times salah. Not, oh, I was cooking, it's qada, asr is qada, I'm going to drop off the kids and my maghrib is delayed, I'm going to buy the meat, I'm doing shopping, oh, I'll come back and pray all of them together. This is not وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ The person who's praying salah in this way, Allah says, this is not my path. So rather shaitan and jinn have overwhelmed that person. They will wake up in the hereafter and shaitan, they will be sitting with all of the shaitans in their markaz. One is the person who is in the grip of shaitan and the other is the one who is in the living the life under the rahm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look inside our lives. We think we're sensible. I know how to do business, don't I? I know how to make contracts. I know how to phone people and talk. I know how to print cards and salah. Oh, I'll pray salah. It's okay, I prayed in the morning and in the evening. And Allah Ta'ala says, subhanAllah, you are immersed or drowned in shaitan and jinn. Is this a human being who's doing this? First point here, the right path, Allah Ta'ala has given the sign that our salah, five times salah should be the way I have given the hukum, Allah Ta'ala says. The way I've given the hukum. It should be according to that. And further after that, what does Allah Ta'ala say? وَاتَّقُوا subhanAllah. وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوا Allah says, and to establish worship and ward off evil. Allahu Akbar. Ward off evil. Fear Allah. From what? Fear those adhab. Fear those punishments. Fear Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Fear the unfortunate situation that will befall us if we leave the deen. Allah Ta'ala says, fear the adhab, the severe adhab and the punishments. وَاتَّقُوا Allah says. That Allah says the person that after leaving salah, if you leave salah, I will give the punishments. This is the Quran. That person is leaving salah. Fear the adhab for leaving salah. We should fear that adhab. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm unhappy, displeased. Do you know what causes my displeasure? In the Quran, I've explained to you about the different qawms and they were destroyed. Reason being what? That this Ummah, Allah Ta'ala says, that this time I will not make you apparent and show you. I will not unveil or unravel. No, but in the day of judgment, you will get the same punishment. Allah says, fear, you're leaving salah. Allah, what taqo, should we not fear? That what adhab will come unto me, that I'm unfortunate, I'm losing out, that I've gone so far from the rahmah of Allah. So far, so many shayateen have overwhelmed me. So now I need to look inside. Me, is this is how my home is? This is my situation? Tell me that in that home, shayateen are there, Allah Ta'ala's adab every moment coming, Allah Ta'ala's ghadab is coming due to the children, to the women, due to insan. What happened to you? What will give us any use in the hereafter? What will be our hisab? وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوا, Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا, Allah says, fear that when you leave salah, then Allah Ta'ala says, how you are displeasing Allah. And imagine the adab that are descending on that person, the punishments. Allah says that your sins become a very ugly form when you reject my hukam. And Allah has given one hukam here. And imagine how important it is. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has many orders. There are many orders. But so much importance, Allah Ta'ala has just mentioned that here, the salah. I swear by Allah, in no way in our home, Allah Ta'ala give fadal and karam mercy, that nobody in our homes and families should be leaving salah. Otherwise, destruction upon destruction. The Quran tells us, for the sake of Allah, nobody can save us if we're leaving salah. Total loss, la'na upon la'na, wretchedness upon wretchedness. Difficulty upon difficulty. That dunya, no peer, forget that nobody can come and correct that or take away that destruction. And there's only one way if a person does tawbah, wa an aqimu salah. Soon as it's salah time, for example, there was a child, an Arab, and mashallah, for example, he was a young 11 years old, and mashallah, beautiful, and both his ears, for example, his nostrils, they were closed, and the father brought him, it was a morning time, and he was there, and at that time, for example, in this nostril, he's putting his finger, the other nostril, and just quickly, I wanted the salah divination, put his finger in the nostrils and sneezing, and he's got very bad situation. He stood next to me, and he looked very beloved to me. I said, Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and mercy is coming on to the father and the son. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Beautiful point. I said, Subhanallah, the kamal here. The person struggling, the child, he had issues, he had to struggle, and then, you know, he did Raful Yadain, and then he raised his hands, then he put his fingers into his nose, and he couldn't breathe through the nose, he was struggling, making an effort. And this is life, the sketch of Allah, that to obey Allah Ta'ala's hukam, this is what a person has to do, go through various trials and challenges, and that's when Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is attained. So Allah says, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا, fear that if there's no salah, then that business is a waste. Now here's a point here we need to understand, listen further what I'm saying. Allah Ta'ala's adab, what will they be? The punishments of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, the first adab of mine, what will that be? Is that the first adab, the first punishment for leaving salah, is that the reason due to which you left my salah, the deed or that shughul or that action. So that action, there is a reason, isn't there? Or is there not a reason? There is a reason, isn't it, for leaving salah, isn't there? What is that? Allah Ta'ala says, the person doesn't leave salah just for nothing. So Allah Ta'ala says, that reason due to which you left salah, Allah says, that reason, I'll tell you now, that the salah, the prayer that you left, the reason due to which you left salah, that action due to which you left salah, Allah says, I tell you now, that is totally zero, that action and that reason. And you will get nothing from that. Allah says, if I don't destroy that or make that perish, then tell me. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not this, Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he would not say anything unless Allah Ta'ala told him to say something. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read this verse and he saw the Jalal of Allah and he said that place will be destroyed. Why? We left salah due to the shop will be destroyed. We left salah due to the wife that, oh, this and that, oh, I'll pray at home today. My wife said, pray at home. Then Allah Ta'ala says, that wedding, that nikah, that wife, there will be no barakah, no blessings. Allah Ta'ala says, due to which you left my salah, you didn't come to the masjid. Remember this. Remember this, that job, that employment will lose the barakah, that taxi, that employment, that business, it will totally be lost. Allah says, everything's in my control. I gave you a hukam. You should have left everything and done sajda to me, prostrated to me. Oh, no, I'm poor, I can pray at home, I can pray somewhere else, etc. Who said that we can do this, that we are forced to do this? Who is forced to do this? In front of Allah? Make excuses? We become Fir'aun? In front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you become Fir'aun, then Allah Ta'ala says, then Musa alayhi salam is there as well to defend. This is the deen of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my path. Allahu Akbar. Allah says this clearly. وَأُمِرْنَا لِنُسْلِمَ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Not one restriction obstacle. I have a job, I can't pray salah. Leave the job. Or have this problem. Leave it. Allah has given hukum. Allah has given hukum. If anyone can make an excuse in front of the order of Allah, this or that, can I leave this or that? Allah says, nothing at all. There will be no success. If you have the determination, go and pray to Salah. Salah to Allah. Pray to Allah. This fakir, this sujood, prostrate in such places, Allah, you've given me rizq here, so I'll do sajda here. And from behind, I would get kicked. People would laugh and joke. And I would put paper on the floor and pray Salah when the time came. Subhanallah. And we've seen this in our jama'ah. We used to go. There was no airport that we left, no street, no alleyway that we didn't pray salah in that place. Allah Ta'ala's earth, land. Allah gives hukam, that's it. You can hit us and push us around or shove us, but we have to pray salah. So we accept one hukam, Allah, one order. And this is the result and the enjoyment of sitting with the sheikh. If you want the enjoyment, then see how you progress and elevate. There's no joke there, no drama. This is sad. I'm a practical person. There's no drama there, no games there, no deceit there. Just, oh, I'm an ashik, I'm a solid ashik of Hazrat Sahib. No ishq will pass here. The ashik is that person who immerses himself in the color and the practice of his sheikh. The true student is that person. Inside with something else, outside with something else, in the masjid with something else, at a shop with something else, at the business place something. What is this? This one color, that's it. One form. Take hold of the hand of a fakir, and his effect and practice and influence should come and overwhelm us. And that's it. Every man, every woman, brother or sister, we should follow the system that Allah Ta'ala has given to us so we can succeed. There's nothing to be afraid of after. Shop is going, business is going downhill. Nothing to worry about. Because Allah Ta'ala says that this is how I test the insan with regards to how much he loves me, how much he yaqeen has he got to me. So I will take his things from the dunya and I'll see that where does he run and what does he ask for. That he said, oh Allah, take everything, but I'm not going to leave your company. Allah, my Rabb, take everything you want, but I won't leave you. If you keep me hungry, I still won't leave you. Then what does Allah Ta'ala do? The amount that the person attains, Allah Ta'ala gives him double on top of that. Ha, I tell you, this is practical life experience. I left everything, my degrees, I discarded them. I came onto the streets, onto the road. I had no job. I started sweeping the ground. I said, I'm not going to consume haram. And I kept on doing this. I said, Allah, we'll carry on doing this as long as you want. Eventually the day came, alhamdulillah, a door opened at that time within 5 minutes, and in the Arndale Center I became the owner of the biggest shop at that time. Without any reason, Allah Ta'ala gave this to me. When Allah Ta'ala gives, then subhanAllah, then I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy that, oh, I've got a reward and I'm rich now. Wallahi, I didn't have this feeling, oh, I'm happy, I've got a big shop, I'm happy. No, totally not. According to the hukum, Allah Ta'ala says that the hukum could come, and this can go as well, that don't earn haram here. And then don't open the doors to haram through the shop. Every footstep, the status of a mu'min, that as long he's living in the world, the hakams, they descend, and with every hukam, with every order, an adab comes and a rahmah comes. If you accept the hukam, then you will be immersed in the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. And if you leave, then you will be immersed in the adab, in the punishment. That's it. This is the life of a person. With every second, this situation is there in front of us. Let's think for a moment. So Allah says, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, if the reasons due to which you leave my salah, Allah says, I will destroy those things. Due to the shop, oh Allah, I've got a new shop, and customers are coming, oh, I'm decorating the house, I had to go to a wedding. The reasons due to which we've left salah, we are destroying our own lives with our own hands. SubhanAllah. We're leaving salah, I won't go to salah, because I've got a profit here in the business. He doesn't know that totally is becoming dust. Allah is finishing that thing. The barakah of that goes. What's the first thing that ends? Allah Ta'ala says, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Aha. The most important thing Allah says, wattaqu. The definition of wattaqu. The tafsir of wattaqu. We're discussing this point. Have you heard such a tafsir before? Have you? This is the tafsir of this point. Wattaqu, Allah Ta'ala says. Look at this point here. Fear me, Allah Ta'ala says. Why? From those reasons, those actions due to which you leave my salah and obeying my orders. You don't know what is the punishment that will come. So what ends? What's the first thing that ends? That, for example, the barakah of the shop will end. You can try as hard as you want. The barakah of the shop will end. That reason due to which you left salah, or, for example, I says the action you rejected that for you was good. For example, the gatherings of dhikr, you're not coming to the majlis for a reason, you got something, a shughul, a pastime, you have no excuse, but some pastime, some hobby, etc. And if it was the right thing, it will give you the good conclusion. But if it's the wrong thing, the wrong action, then it will give you destruction. So the first thing a person needs to do is bring to the deen into our lives and our minds and into our akal and do tawbah. This is, what a big point. To this extent, the ulama ikram, the respected scholars say that the salah, we prayed salah in our lives. The salah, we prayed qada, delayed salah. So now I get akal and I've got consciousness and I become a proper Muslim, naqimu salah, and I want to improve and make up for my salah. So what about the adab of the qada salah? Qada. Delayed salahs. The salahs we played late. Tell me, what is the hukum? Hukum is that when a person does tawbah, and I promise I will not sin after this, then Allah Ta'ala says the qada salah, all of those adab are ended, finished. Finished. They end. The adab goes. Everything finishes. And then total fikr goes. You will not get the adab for the qada salah. And you can ask a mufti. Ask a mufti. You will not get the punishment for the qada salah. And in the same way, do we need more rahm than this? Allah Ta'ala, can He be more merciful than this? Tell me. So never should we think that, oh, due to some action, I'm leaving salah, and then there will be destruction in that action. There will be no progression, no barakah, the blessings will go, everything will end, the money, whatever will come, will come. Will come, but you'll be immersed in that money, and you will then give the provisions to the children and the family. You can make 100,000 huffaz and ulaiman scholars, but with such actions, a person leaves Allah's ahkams, we leave salah. Doesn't matter how many alims or alimas that are manufactured, or how many people study. Allah says, I'll make them like thieves and gangsters, they'll do zina. They'll do wrong actions because you broke my orders and you were making your children hufaz and scholars and alims due to you wanted the recognition in the world. If you had a feeling that I'm doing for the Allah, Allah says, first and foremost, my hukum for salah, you would follow that in the house. The light would come, the nur would come due to the practice. And then such children, how do they leave home? Then they have dunya, their hearts totally solid. Their job is to spread the dunya through the deen, even to make money. I'm this, I'm that, this is my title. That's it, but this has no link with the deen. Otherwise, they would no hafidh or qari or alim has no link with the deen. In this way that we discard the deen, Allah Ta'ala's ahkams, and we think we are practicing properly and will attain success. No, this is fine. These are the adab of the dunya. Allah says, this is nothing. Let's go further. Allah Ta'ala says, this is nothing. Allahu Akbar. وَهُوَ الَّذِي Allah explains, وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ Hafidh Sahab, is this not? This is Surah Al-An'am. You recite this and you'll understand. Allah says that I'm speaking about the dunya here, the punishments in the world. But the person who leaves salah, let me tell him now, enough. وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ Allah says the punishments of the world due to leaving salah will come. But the real punishment you'll get in the hereafter. Oh, my servant, you used to leave salah. Now I'll talk to you in the hereafter on the Day of Judgment. Look at the words of the Quran. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ Are you not going to come to me? And he it is unto whom ye will be gathered. Allah said, I give you no barakah in this world, no mercy, because those actions due to your job, your business or home or wife or children, you left salah in congregation. You can try as hard as you want to get progression. But Allah says, let me see now, that is the Rabb greater or are you greater? Try, let's do the hisab. Let's do the hisab. So we leave salah, we do these actions. Oh, my salah is fine, it's accepted, I'm forced to do this. There's nothing that's forcing us to do this. Nothing. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ You're going to come to me, then we'll discuss privately that I'll give you the hashr of those who leave salah. The same money that we wanted to earn, we left salah. The same wife and children, we left them to earn money and dunya. Today Allah Ta'ala says, I'll show you what is the hal in front of you. Let's see now, Allah Ta'ala says. My brothers, Quran tells us so much, so much. Explains to us, tells us. Let's do dua to Allah. Allah gives us true tawbah, true tawbah. Wattaquuh. And may Allah give us true repentance and save us from adhab jahannam, adhab of the qabr. My Hazrat would say that, oh foolish people, what games are you playing? Big, big destinations will come. Big, big hurdles will come. And we just get scared. Oh, I have to open the shop in the morning, my business. Oh, if it rains, the stock will get spoiled. This happens, I've got to open the shop, I'm going to be stuck. So Allah Ta'ala says that we need to see the restrictions. What is the restriction that is stopping us practicing the deen? That for example, my car, Allah, I don't want my car punctured when I'm going to the masjid. Allah, I need to open my shop in the morning. I need to go on to my work on time. He has fitr, worry that he has to reach to the shop in the morning on time. All of the methods we have that we try to protect all of the time that we have in our control. That, oh, I don't want the car to puncture. I don't want this person to suffer, or there should be enough water here, etc. So much we preserve and protect that I have to get to that point. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But we don't know about that place where we have to go, where Allah Ta'ala will test us. وَالَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ We don't know about that place. Allah says that you have to come to me one day for reckoning. And what will be that time? Tawbah will have finished that time. No opportunity to tawbah, no opportunity to practice. We'll be mujrim as criminals in the court of Allah. Our hands will be naked, our bodies will be naked. Everything will be bare to see the sins, and our mouths and jaws will drop. Allah will say, did you not listen to my Quran at that time? Were you not informed? You could have done tawbah. If you had done tawbah, Allah says that like a child, I would have created you a new lease of life at that time. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You could have at least done tawbah when you heard the message that Allah, today I repent. Allah, you forgive the qada, the ladari salas, the previous life. You give a new clean slate, wiped clean. Then the person, the servant, Allah Ta'ala says, come here, come here. And just how the Prophet Muhammad was shown the places in Jannah. And then he explained that to his friends. Allah Ta'ala says, lahu ashab yadunahu, Allahu Akbar. That Allah Ta'ala says that when Allah Ta'ala called his friend that come. And for example, like we call today, we call our friends that come, خَيْرَانَ لَهُ أَصْحَابٌ يَدُونَ لَهُ إِلَى الْهُدَأْتِنَا That your friends would call you in the world, they were telling you the message, come to dhikr. They were delivering you from hellfire, taking you out. And in Jannah, his mouth, his jaw will drop. That those people were telling them to practice the deen, they'll be enjoying themselves, subhanAllah. Then they'll say, didn't we tell you, our friend, my friend, that do practice the deen? We were like you, and we started to practice the deen. Allah gave us sakina, contentment, peace. We were getting the tawfiq to leave the dunya. Oh, foolish, crazy people, this is what I was saying to you. Allah. They'll say, Allah, we've made a mistake. Allah, forgive me now. The Quran is saying this now. Allah, please, can you do this now? That I was a sinner, I was a mu'min. Is there any way, one thing you could do? Please send me back to the earth again. Please send me back. Allah said, ah, mad person. That totally stop speaking rubbish. Totally stop speaking rubbish. You are speaking to Rabb. You want me to send you again. Even if I send you 70 times, you will still go and make the sins, commit the sins. The person who cannot do it on the first time will never be able to do it afterwards, subsequently. Go into Jahannam, and that's it, where you will go forever. And then that person will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Should we do tawbah, my friends? Should we? From what? What should we do tawbah from? Tell me, because I'm trying my best to explain. What have we understood? What have we understood? What have you understood? What have I understood? Explain. What is it that we need to revise and revive? Say it loudly. The person who prays salah, what do we need to do? Those who don't pray salah, the jinnat and shaitan have overwhelmed them. Never, never, due to any reason, should we leave salah, my brothers. Allah Ta'ala has given us a big ni'mah, that Rasulullah Sallam's practice and deen, and due to Allah Ta'ala's rahmah, mercy, we attain this. The whole world has become a masjid. The whole world has become a masjid. And the whole world has become a place where we can do wudu. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Now you are going, and you don't need any prayer mat. Subhanallah. You don't need a masjid. Subhanallah. You don't need a well. Subhanallah. You don't need no water. The same place, the same locality. Allah Ta'ala says here that I created you from dust and soil. Always consider yourself as the soil. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقَّ. Allah says, always consider yourself to be the soil. How did I create you? Allah says, from what? From the soil, from the dirt. So why do you clean the clothes from the dust? Allah says, take the benefit of the dust of the soil. Take the benefit from the dirt. Allah says, look what I've made you. You are on a journey. You have no wudu. You have no masjid. And you have courage, determination. Come out. And we've done this as well. Let's come out and put two hands on the ground and put them on your face, on your arms, and do sijda to Allah after doing tayammum. Allah says there will be no greater sajda than what you've done today. Subhanallah. That sajda, that prostration, that you get the dust on the forehead. Remember this, we prostrate on the carpets and luxury, and when we put a carpet or an underlay, and then the fragrance on the carpet. Sometimes when you're praying, you smell the fragrance, and then you start sneezing. That people, they put the fragrance on the carpet, they say, oh Allah, that I'm remembering Allah Akbar. Allah says, I like that prostration, that this is my earth. It's my earth and your forehead on the earth. And you attain the nearness to Allah. That's when we realize that there's bandagi, servanthood. Take hold of this Masjid Nabwi, the scene. Allahu Akbar. There was mud and there was dirt there. And what? Those Nurani faces, subhanAllah, no people came before them or after them who were the greatest. Their foreheads would be, you could say, they'd say, Subhan Rabbil Allah, Subhan Rabbil Allah, Subhan Rabbil Allah. Was there any making a fuss there? Were they against each other? Were there lights there or candles there? Was there illumination there? Was there ease there? Tell me, was there electricity there? Was there air conditioning there? Was there the cool wind blowing there? Subhanallah, broken down roof. Money was leaking, the water was leaking through the roof. And Rasulullah ﷺ and his company was there. Subhanallah, this was the garden of paradise. Dry ground. And mud when it would rain. What beautiful mud, subhanAllah. And whose foreheads would rub there? Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar, Talha, Zubair, and Imamul Anbiya, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What a great status, what a great status. And today's Muslim says, no, I can't do this, I can't pray like this. Allah Ta'ala says, I made the earth for you to pray in. So why are you stopping yourself? Why? Allah Ta'ala said, I created you from soil, from the earth and you came from the soil. Don't consider that you're a mountain or a rock. You are like the dirt. When you want to remember me, then mix yourself with the soil and the dirt, and then look for the excuse that Allah Ta'ala, we can pray salah on the soil, on the dirt, etc., the dry dust, sand, that I don't need the jainamas, I don't need the prayer mat with the fragrance on it. I don't know, is this through halal earnings, or have I earned properly, or is there anything, no success here? So that earth and soil is park and pure, that Allah Ta'ala says, that I've made for my sujood. And when will that earth become pure? When will that dirt or the soil become pure? Allahu Akbar. The earth will become pure at that time. Allah Ta'ala explains that, Allahu Akbar, when he puts his foot on the earth, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala says, the Prophet Muhammad says, when he came, his first foot, when the first foot he lay on this ground of this earth, Allah Ta'ala purified the whole world and what it contained. Such a great Nabi. And we leave salah, his order, and we don't pray on time today, the daughter, and we think we're happy that he is this or she is this and he is this. There's a la'na, the wretchedness, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I right or am I wrong? Tell me. I'm right or wrong? So this is not a speech or taqreer. I'm just reading Quran. We're just discussing the Hafid, the Hayat, the Qari Sabzah. These are the verses of the Quran that I've read. You can confirm. So let's do dua to Allah. Let's do dua that Allah give us the understanding, allow today's words to come into our heart and make us a true worshipper. And so we pray Salah regularly. May our children pray Salah. And our eyes, that mahbub, a beloved person who is in love with the dunya, may our eyes not set forth on that person. May our eyes set forth on those people who are beloved, who are good friends. We sit with them and they are relatives and associates and companions. When we see, and our eyes should be cool when we see them praying Salah. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of our du'as. Ameen.